Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, I am Céline, one of the founders of the Brussels Short Film Festival. This year is the 25th edition, a special anniversary, of course.
And you started this as a student. Did you have any idea this was going to grow into something? Because, first of all, it's surprising that as students you were able to organize that, but then it just kept growing.
No, we have no idea, because we just think it was a one-shot event. We have no idea to continue this festival. It was just a special event. It was a special event to organize with some friends and some people of the cinema, of course, but we never have the idea to continue it.
It was just going to be a big party for 1 year.
Yes, cinema party, but party. Yes, you're right.
What are we getting special for this 25th anniversary?
Special program about 25 years of short films. We asked to some special people who discovered the festival 15 years ago and continue every year to come to the festival, and we asked them to choose a special film, and we put a program.
All right, lick my nipple.
What?
Lick it.
So in terms of the films in competition, how many films did you receive and how many did you choose?
We receive about 4,000 films, and we select about 120 films with three competitions.
Is everything okay?
No. This is not okay.
What?
This is not okay.
And then we have the regular things, the workshops for children, workshops for adults, the networking.
Yes, it's important for the festival and for us to organize some workshop to be there for the young generation of young directors, young actors. And there are short film forum production. There are a lot of workshop to learn to write a screenplay, to make the networking with the producer or film composer. And yes, to be there for all the people who want to make some cinema.
For the professionals, there's a film market here?
Yes, we invite the TV buyers and programmers for the festival to come to Brussels and to screen the films and select them. It's important, yes, to promote our cinema and short films for the international people. Yes, it's very important, and we are very, very happy that they come every year for the important TV or the big festival. So it's an important place to the professional.
Tango! There are the free screenings at the Mont des Arts, as usual.
Yes.
Is there a theme for the movies that are playing there? Are they the best ofs? Or?
Yes, they are special opener screening, free screening, and it's the beautiful view to the city. It's also a special program and the best of for 3 nights. Mm-hmm.
And then the venues are the same as usual, but this year, I think Ritz has been added.
Yes, the cinema, like Vendôme, Flagey, that we are usually to work with them, but we have a new cinema, it's a Ritz. It's the cinema from the school cinematography in the town centers, and we have also, for the second year, the Kinograph.
And then, of course, there is the Big Top, which is on the Place Sainte-Croix in Flagey, which will be the venue for the opening and the closing after party. And I guess we'll be open for people all through the 10 days to enjoy meeting people. And that's, for me, one of the great things about the BSFF is how convivial it is.
Thank you. Yes, it's very, very important for us also. And the tent, it's the place when you can meet the directors, the actors, all the people of the films, the movie. But yes, it's open for everybody. It's free and it's open from noon to midnight and later. But yes, it's a convivial place to take a glass, to discuss about the movie and to meet the people.
Okay, and that's going to be from the 20th to the 30th of April?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Luce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good night, Rock.